Used to, right?
Used to see it.
Yeah, for sure. Just, it is tough and it's frustrating not to get going and have positive plays and then get a step back by a negative run, you know. So it is tough, but we got to keep plugging at it. We'll figure it out and find a way.
I'll elaborate on what I asked him. You're both being judged this year by what's happening with one of the worst wide receivers in the league. Is that difficult to stand up there and say you're confident in those guys?
Yeah, well, I am confident in the guys. I mean, just, you know, due to some injuries, you know. Clay's one of our top guys, and he goes out. You know, Matthews was already out. You know, and then he has Zeta come in here and produce, and he's a rookie, you know, so he's learning as things go on. But I think the guys like myself and like Tyrod, we need to step up and make plays. We just got to capitalize. There's no way in the world that the defense is playing so well, you know, getting stops and getting turnovers. You know, the turnover battle, we're winning each week. That's a major plus, you know, and gives our chances to win, you know, a greater percentage to win. So we got to just figure out, you know, and execute.
Sean, unless you guys start moving the ball through the air, is it going to be continually difficult to run the ball? If they don't respect your defense, is it going to be harder and harder to run the ball?
Yeah, but then again, there's times we can run the ball. You know, that we're not finishing. You know, if it's myself with the reads, or if it's a lineman not getting a block, or if it's a holding call. You know, all these things come into affect us in the running game. You know, it's not just particularly one different thing or one thing. It's a whole. You know, it's myself and the guys up front. You know, we got to get it done. For 2 years, we've done it, and done it at a high level. You know, so I just think all the excuses and. With the wide receiver core and this and that, I think, sure, you know, they could help us out, you know, as far as taking shots and making plays. But a lot of that is us, you know, up front in the backfield. You know, we got to find a way to get it done.
Given what the defense did today, the special teams, I mean, Brandon gives you a drive start at their
12-yard line. Right.
You can't punch it in. How big of a missed opportunity today was?
It was. I mean, just not to get any points, not no touchdowns, you know. As a fan in the stands, if you see how this game goes, you know, you're like, dang. Because you see the momentum changing, shifting for us for the taking. And we didn't do that. And that's tough because in my mind, you know, once you see the turnovers, the returns, you know, you for sure know that the game, we're going to win a game. We're going to get points. You know, we practice these plays. We practice this type of situation, you know, each week. So you kind of visualize it, you know, and then if it doesn't happen, it's frustrating.
You get the long run, it gets called back on a penalty. How deflating is that when you turn around and you see the flag on the play?
Yeah, just, I mean, it definitely, for sure, it's frustrating to see that. Also, just the time of the game, the possession, situation we were in, we needed a big play. And, you know, lately, a couple weeks, that's been happening. But, hey, it is what it is, man. Some plays were, and I had in the past where I bust out and it was holding and they didn't call it. So I'm not going to make no excuses. You know, I sure love the yards and I love that positive play, but, you know, they called it. That wasn't that made the difference in this loss. You know, I'm sure to help us out, but there's other plays that we could have made, different drives, you know, different finishes. We just need to finish better. Oh, I mean, it's tough, you know. Nobody grades and judges my game like myself, you know. So I'm angry about it, but at the end of the day, we're 3-2, you know. We're in a good situation. It'd have been a lot better if we'd win this game. Just got to keep plugging at it, you know. Some of it's like respect, you know. Certain routes, bracketing, and different coverages I'm getting as a back, you know, in the running game. All the attention's on the running game. So as much as I want to be angry, you know, we just got to adjust to it and figure out a way to beat it. But we'll get there, you know. The last 2 years we've been running, so after this bye week, let's just hopefully we get it going. I think today would have been a great day to kind of get over that hump. You know, we're right there, you know. So, I mean. that I'm on, right? Yeah. Yeah, this season is definitely, well, I don't know, because last year I started out slow. You know, I picked it up. Just the touchdowns, you know, because I'm a competitor and a fighter, you know, and I want to win, and I want to put the numbers up. I really do. Everybody does. But, you know, something that I've been working on is just being more team-based, you know, something that me and Sean have been talking about. You know, it's like a tough spot because you want to do well, you know, if you're not doing as well, but your team's winning, you know, and that's ultimately the main goal. Where you be on the team that's losing every week, and then you're putting up, you know, big chunks. So, I tell you this: if we were such a sucky run team, no teams would just let us run the ball. You know, they wouldn't put too much emphasis and attention on us. So, it's hard to balance, but you know, it is what it is.